ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ तदेजति तन्नैजति तद्दूरे तद्वन्तिके तदन्तस्तदन्तरस्य सर्वस्य तदु सर्वस्यास्य बाह्यतः. सो वी सॉ फॉर द इग्नोरेंट पर्सन सेल्फ इज नॉन रीचेबली फॉर बट फॉर द वाइज पर्सन Self need not be reached at all, because for him self is the nearest self. For him the truth is the nearest self. So Paramatma, which is non-reachably far for the ignorant person, is a non-reachable nearest self, non-attainable nearest self. Isn't it? And then that self is actually not only in one's own self, but in all the beings, in everything, and that fills this entire universe. And not only it fills the entire universe, in fact, the entire universe has its existence in that Paramatma. And that Paramatma is what? Aham. Therefore, the I am all, when I said that, first, I am distinct from the known body, mind, sense complex. Obtaining in this individual body, mind, sense complex is the first understanding. Thereafter, you understand I am not only I, the self, am the consciousness, not only obtaining in this body, mind, sense complex, but I am in everything, I am in all. And not only I am in all, actually I am all. When you say, the doubt came for you. When you say, I, the self, am all, means you do not see a second thing other than yourself. Yourself means for you the self is not the body, mind, sense complex. The self is all pervasive, the innermost essence of every reality, which obtaining as the innermost essence of every being, which is free from all time, space, object limitations. That Brahma, isn't it? Then, I the self am all that is here means there is no second thing other than the self. But when you say the truth is not the Jagat, Satyam Brahma is not the universe, Satyatma is not the Mithya Prapancha universe, but the entire Mithya universe is nothing but Satyam Brahma. When you say I am all, I say all that is here is the truth. I am all implies all that is here is nothing but the truth. Other than the truth, nothing exists here. The truth alone is there. I am all implies truth alone is. Truth alone is. So there is no question of, you know, whether understanding, whether I am all means, isn't everything me? That doesn't need to be there. Initially you understand, water is not the ocean, water is not any wave, water is not any drop, any ripple, but the entire ocean, every wave is nothing but water. That you see it. But still what is missing is, when you say Paramatma is everything, Paramatma is not anything here, Brahman is not anything here, but everything is Brahman, when you say, that is fine. Everything is Brahman, that's fine. It's like saying what? I am in everything. When you say Paramatma is everything, means everything is Paramatma when you say, I am in everything, that's all. But when you say, I am all, isn't it? Which means, you say, I am all implies what? Everything is Paramatma. the subtle difference is you don't need to say, which means there you have not resolved I. Everything is Paramatma means, or what about you? Paramatma is not anything. Reality is not anything. Why? Everything is mithya. Why Paramatma alone is satyam? Param Brahma Chaitanyam alone is satyam. Everything else is mithya. Therefore, satyam is not mithya, but mithya is satyam. Paramatma is not, Param Brahma is not Jagat, but Jagat is Param Brahma. That's fine. But what is not there, that Brahma, which is not anything, okay, but which entire Jagat, which is nothing but Param Brahma, is Aham, is myself. When is Moksha? When does the knowledge become fruitful? When is the knowledge complete? Knowledge is complete only when you say, Aham Brahma Asmi. Everything is Brahma, Aham Brahma, therefore I am all. Everything is Aham. Is it clear? Aham Idam Sarvam. Why? Everything is Brahma. Brahman is not anything. Everything is Brahma. Brahman is not anything. Everything else is Brahma. Aham Brahma. I am Brahma. Therefore, everything else is what now? I am everything. I am everything means what? Aham Idam Sarvam. Why Aham Idam Sarvam? Because Aham Brahma. Aham Brahma. Everything is Brahma. Therefore, Aham Idam. I am everything. I am all. Is it clear? We don't say Brahman is. That is the idea. So when you say Aham Idam Sarva means you have resolved two things here. You have resolved the Jiva, Jivatvam, the status of being an individual. The individuality is resolved. In totality, the Lord. Understand? The totality is also what now? Resolved in reality. Is it clear? That is when Jiva Ishwara Aikyam is sometimes easy. What the difficulty is, Advaitam, to establish the vision of non-duality of the reality, you have to resolve even the gross experienced material universe. You have to say that. There is no Jagat other than Brahma. That is very difficult to say, isn't it? How can you say, how can you reduce the most tangible material universe into a non, most abstract reality? It's a big leap, isn't it? That is when you have Advaitic vision. Even then this duality comes. Like, you know, still there's a duality. We stop it. Purusha and Prakriti. Still you have Purusha, Prakriti. You know, consciousness is, matter is, they are two parallel realities. And the doubt will come. Because Maya also anadi. Matter also is beginningless, uncreated. Matter is not created, matter is not destroyed, destructible. The matter is an independent reality. And consciousness also is independent realities. They are both two parallel realities. Still duality is there. But the difficult thing is, you have to say, there is no matter other than consciousness. There is no matter other than consciousness. What is this matter? What is material universe here? Isn't it? A scientist can say easily, all the gross metals of different value, no? The different values, like you can say platinum is costliest, gold is costlier, and then brass is okay, and copper is much cheaper, and steel is much, much cheaper. Like you can say, even the metals of different values, different, you know, value and price, and all of them are, for him, is nothing but, you know, all these machines, everything you can say for him, he can say, the motionless, isn't it? All the motionless, all these are nothing but the energy in motion. All the metals are one energy in motion. Similarly, what a Vedanti can say, the entire universe, is it? The entire ocean, universe, all the motions, all the activities, all the functions are nothing but one and the same, only motionless action, motionless consciousness, actionless consciousness, silence consciousness, not silent, okay? Silent, the silence, the consciousness in seeming noisy, moving the universe. The entire universe is nothing but one consciousness, isn't it? In seeming motion, the appearance. That is when you resolved it. That is why bahyataha. You remember the space example only. Space is distinct from the pot. Space is distinct from the one given enclosure called pot. Therefore, there is no pot space. The same space is one and the same space obtaining in all the pots and all the enclosures. And really speaking, all the enclosures in the form of walls and rooms and, you know, the pots, containers, all the enclosures exist in space means. Nothing is outside of space, which means space is free from all limitations. All, isn't it? Similarly, here also the consciousness is the pure consciousness, the pure knowledge, is the only reality in which everything is. Everything is only seemingly there. What is absolutely there is Chaitanya. That is the meaning you arrive at when you have resolved Aham and Ishvara. You have resolved what? Jiva Ishvara Beda, you resolved Ishvara Jagat Beda also. Go to the next mantra now. The 6th and 7th mantras also repeat the teaching, but mainly they talk about knowledge and the benefit of knowledge. What are two important aspects discussed in these two verses? Knowledge of the reality as the self and the benefit of that knowledge. Both are discussed in these 6th and 7th verses. Yastu sarvani bhutani,
yastu sarvani bhutani,
atmanyevanu pasyati,
atmanyevanu pasyati,
sarvabhuteshu chatmanam,
sarvabhuteshu chatmanam,
tato na vijugupsate,
tato na vijugupsate.
So yastu sarvani bhutani, sarvani bhutani atmanyeva anupashyati. Sarva bhuteshu cha atmanam pashyati. You have to add pashyati. So the twofold, what we have already seen now. Sarva bhutani atmanyeva pashyati. This is the final vision. Sarva bhutani atmani pashyati. The man of vision, the wise person, sees the reality. How does he see the reality? Where does he recognize the reality? he must have seen the reality, he must have recognized the reality, not as an object, but as the truth of one's own self. As the truth of one's own self means one should see oneself being the experiencer first. When a person distinguishes one's own self as the experiencer and thereby understands the distinguished experiencer being distinct from the experienced world of objects, and which is inclusive of one's own body, mind, sense complex. And in such a person, there are only two things, the knower and the known. Experiencer self and experienced world, experienced lokaha jagat, the loki. Loki is the drashta, the seer, and the lokaha is drishyam, the seen. Knower and the known, seer and the seen. There is no third thing here now. And then this division, this knower known division, now he resolves later on as what now? When he resolves first, this I the knower, am is already known. I am, he knew, first he was, isn't it? But I am different from the world, world is different from me. And I don't know, there must be the Lord who created me and the world, and he is different from, he is sitting somewhere, I have to search for him. This understanding he has first. Isn't it? I am the knower, the world is the known. And the Lord is sitting, the creator is of the me, the experiencer and the experienced. Both have been created by the Lord. He is sitting elsewhere. Isn't it? And here he has resolved everything now. Which means, I the experiencer, who am I this experiencer? I know I am the experiencer. I am I know, but I, who am I this experiencer? Isn't it? Which means, am I the experiencer of the body? No, the body is experienced. Therefore, not only the body, the sense organs, the mind, the panas, everything is experienced by me. Therefore, this itself is what? The shifting, the dragging the essence, isn't it? And that's why we have in other Upanishads like koshas, isn't it? Annamayaha, pranamayaha, vijnanamayaha. And every mayaha is what now? Everything has to be resolved in its own corresponding totality. You resolve the individual gross body, the annamaya, the corresponding gross universe. It is part, because there is no such thing called some individual sitting alone somewhere. Is an individual, can there be a wave by itself independently claiming its individuality as I am the wave, I don't care for the ocean, I don't need the ocean around me. Never can the wave say that. The wave will disappear, collapse. The wave cannot exist, isn't it? Without the world, the ocean being around, there is no such a thing called independent existence of the wave. What a bloated ahankara the wave should have to say that. Then I am the wave, I don't care for the ocean around means. Come on, without the ocean being around, you cannot survive here as a wave. Isn't it? So for the wave to be there, enjoying this little namarupa and some status as a wave, to be around, it should be part and parcel of the whole called ocean. Similarly here, every individual, every one of us as a what now? We are here as the part and parcel of the whole jagat. And there again, if you see this individual, the gross body, it is what? It is not outside of the total gross universe. You see the subtle body, you see this individual prana, not outside of the total prana. You see, you're seeing all sense powers, they're not outside of the totality of powers. The totality of each power is called what? Devata. Indriyam, individually. Totally, you are called Devata. What is Devata? Total seeing power is a Devata. And then Vyashti Shakti is Indriyam. Samashti Shakti is Devata. Similarly, hearing power, Indriyam, Devata. Indriyam, Devata. Every Indriyam, every individual power is part of the total power. There is a corresponding totality, resolve every individual into the total. that way the whole body mind complex becomes resolved in the total samashti Ishvara. Samashti is Ishvara. Vyashti is Jiva, Samashti is Ishvara. Resolve the Vyashti, individual body mind complex, the material product in the total universe material product. So the Lokaha, within the Lokaha, the object of experience, what now? The body mind complex also become included. Body mind complex becomes included in the total experienced material cosmos, universe. Even though it's a vast which is not known also, it is resolved. Therefore, experience alone is there now. So you have what now? With the status, I am the experiencer. Distinct from the body mind sense complex, which is part of the object of experience. The world. Therefore, I, the experiencer, am. Now, who am I? That is when you understand what now. So, I, the experiencer, am none other than consciousness. And what is a consciousness? The Atma. This is, as you, I, the experiencer, am Atma, the consciousness. When you say this, then how many consciousnesses are there? The expression, the plural form itself is wrong. So I cannot say, no? When you analyze the nature of consciousness, is it one or many? It is one. There should not be any doubt. In an analysis, become very clear. There are not many consciousnesses, isn't it? There's only consciousness is only one. Once you understand this one, then you understand, does it have a beginning? Then I also understand, it doesn't have beginning. If it doesn't have beginning, does it have an end? It doesn't have an end also. Only you don't simply mechanically understand, because Upanishad says you don't need to repeat it. It must be true to your understanding. Yes, consciousness, what can, isn't it? Consciousness has no end. It's always there. Does consciousness undergo any change then? What change happens on the part of consciousness? No change. If it has no beginning, if it has no end, it is no change. Ekam, Nityam, then Nirvikaram, Sarvagatam. Therefore, what now? Because it has no beginning, it has no cause. Because it has no cause, it is independent. Beginningless, therefore causeless. Causeless, therefore independent. Therefore, it is very important. Why? How do you say it is independent? Because it is beginningless, causeless. How do you say it is causeless? Because it has no beginning. Something has a beginning means it must have come from something else. It must have been there before the question comes. Therefore, beginningless. Therefore, causeless. Therefore, independent. And because this is not the cause also, we say what now? And it is changeless, therefore it's all pervasive also. Because one, it's also all pervasive. And because it is all pervasive, it is unmoving. That's why na yejamanaha, na yejate, na yejati, all those things, it is all, because it's all pervasive, it is unmoving. And not is all pervasive, unmoving. Because it is secondless. Isn't it? It's a secondless reality. There is no equally parallel reality. We have to say, there's no parallel reality. There's no second reality. Not the second reality is not there. There is no second thing other than this reality. Therefore, we say what? It is, this is secondless also. That that vastu, that reality, we have now not only in this sarva bhuteshu. Atmanam, this is how we understand. So what he says here is, yastu sarvani bhutani atmanyeva pashyati. Now seeing oneself being distinct from the known as the knower, they're not resolving the knower as a knower, understanding that I, the knower, being the reality, the consciousness, then you see what now? See, because all pervasiveness, you see that consciousness being one and secondless. Thereafter, you see, they say that everything in consciousness. First, see yourself being consciousness. Then you see the consciousness being one, the all-pervasive. Thereby see consciousness in everything. The third step is see everything in consciousness. Recognize consciousness. Okay. In one's own mind as the innermost essence of the I, individual. Then understand, see the consciousness, the one and the same consciousness in everything. Third step is what? See everything in consciousness. See the space in part, distinguish the part space from the part, then see now the space in all the enclosures, then see all the enclosures in the space. Similarly here also, you have to see everything. Sarva bhutani atmani pashyati. Sarva bhutani atmani pashyati. Which means sarva antaryami. Sarvantri. So atma is immanent but transcendental. It comes also in Purusha Suktam. Sarva evedagam sarvam Purusha evedagam sarvam yad bhutai yaccha bhoyam. Now water was there, water is here, what is going to be, all that is here is Purusha eva. It is the reality alone. Immanent but transcendental. What does it mean? Everything is, it is distinct but not distant. So here, asarva bhutani atmani eva pashyati. The anu is very important. The word anu, anupashyati comes. So how does one see everything in oneself, one's own self? For one to see everything in one's own self, what must be the self? To see everything in one's own self, one's self must be Atma, Brahma, not the body imagines complex. Isn't it? Once, for a person, the self must be Atma, Brahma, Chaitanyam, the consciousness. Then one can see everything in oneself. How is it possible? Anupashyati. That word anu implies the one as only with the help of the shastram and the teaching. So anu stands for shastra pramanam. With the help of the shastram alone, one can see oneself, and thereby in seeing oneself, one can see everything else in one's own self. Which means, seeing everything else in one's own self means what? One not seeing anything other than the self. How is it possible? With this help of the shastram as a pramanam. And shastram as a pramanam alone, one can see this, arrive at this clear ascertained fact of all that is here being one's own self. And the atma, you can say. Because self may again something, it looks different, isn't it? So Shastram, through the Shastram means what? Shravanam. When is the next step? Anu impress all these means, okay? With the help of the Shastra means, Shastram as unfolded by the teacher. The Shastram unfolded by the teacher implies what? Going through Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam, Kramena. No, systematically. So, by going through Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam of the Vedanta Shastram with the help of a teacher, is it systematically alone one arrives at this real Swarupam, the Self, and not only arrives at the Self being the only reality, thereby in that only reality, the Self, the Chaitanyam Brahma, he sees the entire Jagat. He sees all the beings in one's own self. Atma is immanent, isn't it? Therefore, sarvani bhutani atmanyeva anupashyati. Otherwise, it is anu implies all that. In keeping with what? Anu means following. Following what, in keeping with what, you arrive at that, you know, the vision, is it the vision of everything being Atma or not anything else. He says, Sarva Bhuteshu cha Atmanam. So he sees everything in the self, he sees the self in everything. Got it now? It's called. He sees everything in the self, sees self in everything. It's like saying, isn't it? Karmanya karmayav pashet akarmani cha karmayah. Seeing the actionlessness in action and seeing the actions in actionless Atma. Inseparably, you see. Seeing, this is sarva bhutani atmani anupashyati. Atmanam sarva bhuteshu pashyati. He sees the self in everything, he sees everything in one's own self. Which means they are not two. All the beings are the self, self alone is there in the home of all the beings. It's called seeing the diversity in. Seeing unity in diversity. Resolving the plurality in, you know, reality. So, Jesus says, it is the vision, understanding. This is what is knowledge, he says. This is what is jnanam. What is jnanam, jnanam, when you say, hey, this jnanam, this is what is jnanam. Why? It is this jnanam which is going to, you know, which is going to be fruitful, effective jnanam, phaladayakam jnanam. Other than that, there won't be benefit. There is no benefit of knowledge, which is not a knowledge. The knowledge which is going to be effective alone is jnanam. You will come and ask, I've been studying Shastram for so many years. I understand everything is in Brahman, Brahman is in everything. They say this, you know, like a statement, okay? Fast they speak to me like that. I know everything is in Brahman, Brahman is in everything. I know. Everything is in Brahman. Brahman is in everything. I understood this Shastram. I've been studying for so long. And they can tell all the prakriyas and names and everything. Okay? But still, I need to experience, you know. I have not realized. Swami says, "Engappa putichanga indha vaarthigal ella? Where did they find these words really?" They're realizing now that. I've yet to experience something. Something has happened, no? I need to do something else more than this. How to realize this fact? How to realize? Which means there's no knowledge. The way the question comes means that is not jnanam. If you're already enjoying the benefit of knowledge means there is knowledge. Okay? If you're enjoying the benefit of knowledge means there is knowledge. If there is knowledge means you will not come back again why I have knowledge has not become useful for me. Why knowledge is not yet effective for me? If anybody comes and asks, the knowledge is not yet effective, means the knowledge is not there. The one who enjoys the benefit of knowledge will not come back, you know, doubting the knowledge being not effective. Still, I have all these sorts of problems. So this is, what is jnanam? What do you think? It is not jnanam. Anudarshanam. Anupashyati means anudarshanam. You can't miss the vision of the truth. Vision of the, you can't miss this fact. This fact, no, you can't miss the vision of this fact. Fact of what? You can't miss the vision of the fact. The fact of all that is here being Brahma. When you see that fact in seeing that, in having the vision of the fact of all that is here being Brahma, you see everything as what? Your own self. You see everything in your real self. You see your real self in everything. Which means you do not see second thing other than yourself. So don't say sarvam brahma mayam jagati, sarvam atmayam jagati. Say all that is here is myself. Aham must be there. Brahma, the word Brahman, the word Atma must be replaced by what? Aham. Aham must replace. I must replace the word Brahma. I must replace the word?
Atma.
Atma. Which means what? I is replaced by, no, I replaces the word Brahman and Atma means, for you, I does not mean the body. I does not mean your any other subtle body. Not the mind. Petty mind, isn't it? Not the mind, not the prana. I means for you, the content of I is chaitanyam. Pure consciousness, pure knowledge must be the content of I. How sure you are the content of every wave is H2O. Substance of the substantive wave is H2O. There's no substance other than H2O, isn't it? What wave is a non-substantial nama rupa? Non-substantial name and form is the wave. Non-substantial name and form is the ocean. And the jumping around and waving is what? Waving is also what? Non-substantial action. The movement is also action is what? Function is what? Non-substantial. Nama, Rupa, Karma, all are non-substantial. The non-substantial name, form, karma, for all of them, the only substance is H2O. Isn't it? There one that is very clear. In that H2O, you see all the forms and names called waves. You see the entire ocean, the name and the form there. You see all the action of waving and moving around also in the same water, and you see the water alone, I say what? Nothing else. Water alone, you see, in all the waves and all the entire ocean. This is called Atmani Sarva Bhutani Pashyati. Sarva Bhuteshu Atmanam Pashyati. One sees one's real self, one's own self in everything, in all the beings, and one sees all the beings in one's own self, which means that implies you are having transcended, isn't it? Everything in the immanent reality. The chait consciousness. Sarvantaryami. The beautiful word. Sarvantaryami, sarva adhishtanam. The very beautiful words. You have to see really. It's a highly expressive word. Highly expressive terms. That is possible only if you go through systematically Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam with the help of a teacher. You do Shravanam, Mananam with the help of the teacher. The Nididhyasanam without the help of the teacher, independently you can be contemplative. Okay, for you to be able to be contemplative independently without the teacher, you must have done Shravanam and Mananam properly with the help of the teacher. The teacher need not be with you for contemplation. But for Shravanam and Mananam, you need the teacher, isn't it? That is why Guru Mukhat Shravanadwara Mananena Cha Swayam Nidhyasanena Na Atmanam Yaha Pashyati. One who sees the self, real self, as pure consciousness, then one can understand that real consciousness. He sees the self in all the beings, in everything. And one who sees everything in that self, which means seeing oneself in everything, seeing everything in one's own self, implies not seeing a second thing other than the self. Which means having the vision of non-duality. It is called what? Remaining steadfast in the vision of the self, being the only reality, non-dual reality. That vision is there. Is there anything other than the self for the person? No. Then that is called jnanam. What is jnanam? He finished it. Attending once a week class or once in 10 days class or once a month class, and attending one hour class, and in that one hour, half an hour sitting drowsy in the class, okay, and going to Googlananda, seeing here and there, some reading something else, adding little more confusions to our own confusion, all the existing confusions, isn't it? All non-systematic things, you know. You can't miss the vision. You're exposed to the proper teaching as enjoined by the Shastram. You can't miss the vision fact. Vision of the fact. The fact of what? The vision of, isn't it? The truth being everything. This is called jnanam. If a person has gone through Shravanam and Mananam with the help of the teacher, and if I finish it in 1 second, Shravanam and Mananam, it's not that, isn't it? Systematic study, that's what is implied by that one small Anu. Okay, Anu implies what? That is systematic, okay? Shravanam and Mananam, then you are contemplative. When you have the ascertained vision, that vision wherein you see everything in yourself, you see yourself in everything, that is jnanam. And that jnanam is there means you will not come back for any questioning why knowledge is not effective. If you still knowledge is means it is effective only. If you still do not find any change, still problems are there means there is no knowledge. Don't go back doubting the knowledge. Go back, okay, again pursue knowledge. Work for jnanam. Because for moksha you need not work for, but for jnanam you have to work for. So what is the benefit of knowledge? only one word he says, na vijugupsate. That is the jnana palam. So the whole mantra, yastu sarvani bhutani atmanyevanu pashyati sarva bhuteshu chatmanam. Yahatu, yaha means he who, the one who, pashyati, sees all the beings in one's own self and sees one's own self in all the beings in everything. Okay, that until then, knowledge, what is knowledge is said. The benefit of knowledge is said is by jnana palam, jnana prayojanam. The benefit is mentioned by the last word, na vijugupsate. Such a person, na vijugupsate. It has two meanings, okay? Vijugupsate. In Kathopanishad also, the same word is used. The same word comes in Kathopanishad also. There, the meaning given is, does not protect. A wise person does not protect. No, does not want to protect. And does not protect. The wise person does not want to protect. Does not want to protect means what? Does not seek protection. Na, how do you understand that? This is a Kathopanishad explanation. I have not come to Ishavasya Upanishad explanation. You have to see two meanings. Vijugupsate, it has come from the root gup. And the verb is called yaugika artha. Yaugika artha means what? The meaning derived. Derived meaning from the root is called yaugikartha, isn't it? The gup dhatuhu, you get the verb gopayati. Gopayati means protects. So gopayitum icha jigupsa is a desiderative. Desire for protection. Desire to protect is called jugupsa. Vijugupsa also. V is a prefix, isn't it? So vijugupsate is a desiderative verb as per the Kathopanishad, which means na vijugupsate means does not want to protect, does not seek protection. Okay, wise person does not seek protection. Not seeking protection is the benefit of knowledge. One meaning. Why not seeking the protection is the benefit of knowledge means what? Until jnanam, you are insecure. You feel unprotected. Even though you are very well protected, when you are suffering with the problem of ajnanam, ignorance, you feel unprotected, isn't it? And nothing can help you to make you feel protected, because it is also your own problem, isn't it? Feeling unprotected is what? You are not, and being unprotected is not the problem. You are not unprotected, well protected. Why you are well protected? What else in the world can protect you? Nothing can protect you. Why? You are the very protection. Protection need not be protected. You are the very security, isn't it? Need not be assured any security. Who else can come and protect you? Which wave can protect the water? Which ocean can protect the water? and which running out, which wavering on the part of the waves can protect the water. Nothing can protect the water. Water need not be protected. Water is the very support, protection, isn't it? The life of all the waves and things. In really speaking, absolutely, you are the very protection, you are the security, you are already well protected. But unfortunately, because of the ignorance, there is a beginninglessly, the constant, continuous feeling of unprotected, thereby the sense of insecurity, sense of being a wanting person, isn't it? All these problems continue to be there. Therefore, now, until jnanam, you feel unprotected. After jnanam, you drop your feeling. Jnanam does not protect you, really speaking. Jnanam helps you drop the feeling of being unprotected. In jnanam, you have the vision of yourself being the very protection. Got it? Therefore what? There is no need for a wise person to seek protection anymore. Why? Because there is no second reality. If there are two things, then you can feel insecure. The other, you can be afraid of other thing, other person. A second thing is there is some challenge is possible, then you may have to protect yourself from the second thing. From being harmed, from being destroyed, being troubled. There's no second thing, absolutely. There's no second parallel reality. So, dvaitadhi bhayam bhavati. Only in jnanam, there is no duality. There is no duality, even though you perceive duality. Before jnanam also, you are perceiving duality as what? I am the knower, the world is the known. There is a knower, known duality was there even before jnanam. After jnanam also, knower known duality still continues to be there. Before jnanam, the world of plurality is different from me, isn't it? Everything is different from everything else. The perception of plurality is also was there before jnanam. After jnanam also, the perception of plurality, duality continues to be there. So before jnanam also perception was, after jnanam also perception will be, but before jnanam perception was taken to be reality. What was perceived was empirically real. The duality and plurality, what was relatively empirically real, perceptually real, was taken to be absolutely real. Now, after jnanam, you continue to have the same perception of duality and plurality. Nothing is taken away from anywhere. Nothing is pushed into anything. Everything continues to be the same, but perception, what is perceived, is no more absolutely real for you. It's only empirically, relatively real. This is what is shift. Duality will be there. Even after jnanam also, you do not deny the perception of duality and plurality. But cognitively, you see it as what? Not absolutely real. You do not give over value. Do not over value. You only give due value. It is not satyam. It is only mithya. Mithya, it is not. If you say non-existent, it is undervaluing the universe. Duality, if you say it is there is no duality at all. It's all story, okay? Which means that person is mad. There is no duality at all. There is no plurality at all. And Swamiji will say, don't feed that person, let everybody else eat. It means what? There's no duality at all. There's no plurality at all. Means what? Hey, that is not, which is undervaluing it, isn't it? Underestimating it. But if you say, oh, the world, all plurality is real, world is real, it means what? It's overvaluing it. So give only due value. It is neither real nor unreal. Duality which is perceptually real, empirically real, relatively real, which is mithya. Isn't it? It is not satyam. It is called giving due value. When you give due value, you are, and when you, that mithya means, not only you see that as mithya, you see yourself as the only satyam. You see that mithya as your own self. You see everything in you means what? There is no fear. The second thing is not there. How can mithya afflict the satyam? Is it clear? Therefore, he says, then na jigup vijugupsate means wise person does not seek protection. He does not need to seek protection anymore. Why? Knowledge is protection. Isn't it? Until jnanam, feeling unprotected, there is a need for one to seek protection. After jnanam, one does not need to seek protection. Therefore, jnani is not seeking protection anymore. It's called na. Does not desire to seek protection. Does not desire to protect it also. Desire to protect. Therefore, na vijugupsate is one meaning as per the Kathopanishad. What is the meaning of the word here in this Ishavasya Upanishad? Here, jigupsa. Jigupsa means something which deserves hatred, censurable, something very mean, petty, is called jugupsa, something undesirable, most undesirable, isn't it? Is called jugupsa. So na jugupsa, vijugupsate means there. For a jnani is free from hatred. Na vijugupsate implies what? When a person sees everything in oneself, sees oneself in everything, then that person is free from hatred. There is no greater freedom, there is no greater luxury than seeing freeing oneself from the hatred. Hatred towards anything in the world, I tell you, that is the most, tormenting disease, problem. Hatred. In wisdom, hatred cannot be there. The wise person, now vijugupsate means, he is now, he is free from hatred. Does not hate anything. And here Shankaracharya beautifully says, suppose if at all, it's very natural for us to have, hatred. But when is hatred possible? If an object, given object becomes an object of hatred, it must be for two reasons. One, the object of hatred must be complete. I must see that object as something other than me, different from me. My own self can never become an object of hatred. Isn't it? Therefore, if I see that object must be, if I see an object different from me, it can become the possibility of the second thing, an object other than me can become a source of hatred. Okay, one thing. And the second thing is, If that object is insurable, in the sense, if that object is something defective, it has some defect, then also I can hate it. If it is defective, isn't it? Then I can, it is hatred is possible. Hatred, but here a wise person is free from hatred, free from hatefulness, because for him there is no second thing, second, not a reality. For him the self is the only reality. Self is the only reality. Which means for him the I, there is no other I. There is no I other than the reality for him. There is no I other, first person, this first person singular pronoun I, for him there is no I other than the reality. Like there is no wave other than the water, there is no I other than the reality Atma. He has resolved this I in that reality, the Chaitanyam Brahma, not simply going through properly Shravanam Mananam and then Nididhyasanam, very clear, has resolved the Ahamkara, Aham in that reality. Therefore, there is no second, not only there is no second reality, the only reality is the Self. Therefore, there is no second thing other than the Self, the reality. Therefore, there is no such thing called subject. There is no object is not there for him. All that is there is only the Self. Therefore, Atmanastu Kamaya Sarvam Priyam Bhavati. How can the one who sees everything as one's own Self, the one who sees oneself in everything, the one who sees everything else in oneself, seeing everything in one's own Self, and seeing oneself in everything means seeing everything as the Self. Seeing everything as the Self, how can one entertain hatred towards one's own Self? Isn't it? Therefore, there is no hatred. Therefore, there is no jnani in jnanam na vijugupsa. Navijugupsa. Then, because everything is one's own Self means, there is no dependence on anything for one's happiness. It means, see, being free from hatred implies being free from passion as well as aversion. Vendadal vendamai both ilan, isn't it? Being free from both passion and aversion, like sand is, there's neither hatred, is it? There's neither hatred. Being free from hatred implies being free from both passion and aversion, which means if there is dependence on anything in the world for your happiness, then there is passion, isn't it? Something can, is, if something is depended on as a source of happiness, then passion towards that object is possible. If something is mistaken to be a source of pain, cause of your responsible for your pain, then hatred is possible. The one for whom sukham is Brahma, dukkham is Brahma, anger is Brahma, desire is, everything is Brahma, one who sees everything as one's own Self, isn't it? For such a person, no, therefore, he is not dependent on anything external for his happiness. Therefore, there is no dependent, nothing is, for him, one's own Self is source of happiness. One's own Self is a source of happiness. There is no happiness, fullness other than the Self. So in happiness, in fullness, which is one's own sorupam, there is dukkham also is resolved. There is no pain and pleasure, both are sukham. Dukkham is also what? Dukkham and Sukham, pain and pleasure, all of them are what? Only Sukham. What is Sukham? One's own Swarupam. So, okay, now, therefore, one who, there is no, one's own Swarupam being happiness and fullness. There is no dependence on anything else also. Why? Because for you to depend upon something else, there must be something which you value as Satyam, isn't it? In the wise person's vision, everything is the self, which is the only source of only happiness, which is the only secondless non-dual reality. The only source of happiness, the only secondless non-dual reality is the self. Therefore, there is no passion, isn't it? Possible. And second thing, then the second thing is not there means, how can anything be a source of pain? Respond for one cause. Nothing can cause any pain also. A second thing must be there for you to cause pain, isn't it? For the one who has not resolved everything as mithya, second thing is not there means, because no wave can cause any harm to the water means, no second thing can cause any, second thing is not there in a wise person's vision. Therefore, how can, it is not even there. How can a thing which is as good as non-existent cause pain, be a source of pain, isn't it? Therefore, a second thing being not there, there is no pain. Nothing is a source of pain also. There is no pain at all for a wise person because there is no fear. There is no fear because protection, self-protection. Self is the protection. Self is protected. There is no second thing. Therefore, he says, there is no second thing, second reality, therefore there is no hatred, and then there is no fear, there is no fear, there is no insecurity, there is no anxiety, therefore there is no hatred towards anything. And not only that, this person reveling in fullness, the wise person reveling in fullness means not doing something, isn't it? Being one's own self is reveling in fullness. Again, reveling in fullness means not something happens inside. There is no experience, nothing. We are not talking about any experience here. Just being with the fact. Being clear about the fact of the truth being non-dual, secondless reality, and that reality being one's own real self, wherein one can resolve one's essence. Isn't it? It is this. This is the fact. Therefore, there's no fear, no hatred. And is reveling, the person reveling in fullness, not seeing the second thing, seeing everything else as manifestation of, isn't it, one's own Swarupam, seeing everything in oneself, then there is only expression of fullness, which is love. That is why wise person, we say, embodiment of love, personification of compassion. We say all these words we use. You don't need to do anything to become embodiment of love. You are already embodiment of love. When it is not expressed in ignorance, you cannot express it. In knowledge, you do not make effort to express. In ignorance, you cannot express it. In knowledge, you need not make effort to express it. Why? You will be expression of fullness. Understand? In expression of fullness means everything becomes accommodated because of the independence. The way when reveling in fullness implies what? Being yourself is reveling in fullness. Being your real self is reveling in fullness. And reveling in fullness is what? Expression of fullness. They're not two different things. You know, expression of fullness implies what? No, being independent. Being independent is what? No, being accommodative. Very profound, subtle, okay? Being independent is, okay, not being dependent. Not being dependent is being accommodative. If you are dependent, means if you are not, there is no fullness, if there is no null vision of the self being only secondless non-dual reality, you cannot see everything in yourself and yourself in everything, you cannot, then there is no fullness. There is only inadequacy. If there is no fullness, there is only inadequacy means there is dependence. The dependence means, understand, dependence means there is no, you know, accommodation. There is no accommodation means then there is possibility of what? Hatred is possible. Okay, therefore, in love there is accommodation. In inadequacy there is hatred. In fullness there is no hatred. There is only accommodation. If at all this wise person does not see a second thing, therefore there is no hatred. If at all there is some, an object can be, if at all there is something defective, if a person finds. It is possible in relative world, in empirical world, in transactions, defect can be defective, you can see. The wise person is not afflicted by anything defective. Even then he has no hatred. Anything defective does not deserve to be, or does deserve condemnation or hatred. Why? Because defective is accommodated. It's only, how does this person accommodate? It's only ignorance and immaturity. Anything which has a defect, wherever he finds the defect, and that defect is looked upon as expression of ignorance and immaturity, which means the other person needs only time to grow. Immaturity can be given time. Then you can be accommodated. Is it clear now? It's only immaturity and ignorance. Who doesn't deserve condemnation. Doesn't deserve hatred. Isn't it? It's called accommodation. Understand? Therefore, the wise person is free from hatred. That's why anything can be magnanimously accommodated. Anything and everything can be accommodated magnanimously by a wise person. For a wise person, accommodatable. Everything can be accommodated. Because there's no satyam other than the self. It is the vision. Okay? If this benefit you are enjoying means you are having jnanam. If you are having jnanam means you will enjoy this benefit. This is the jnanapalam. If you have jnanam, then you will not have any doubt about knowledge being not effective. If you still think you have jnanam and still knowledge is not effective, don't talk anything much. See where you are, whether you should place yourself in Shravanam class or Mananam standard class, or you need some more time for Nididhyasanam. See where you are placed. I am not saying this. Na vijugupsate jnanam, jnana palam, both are presented in this way in one complete sentence. Yaha atma sarvabhutani atmani pashyati, saha atmanam sarvabhuteshu pashyati, saha jnani, saha eva jnani, that person na vijugupsate. Got two meanings? Both the meanings you got. So I talk, repeat things, because I love repeating it. Hope you see it. When I mean it. When I say something, I see it really. That's why I repeat. It's nice to be there. The same thing comes, the seventh mantra also. Yasmin sarvani bhutani atmaiva bhut vijanatah. The same thing what has been said in the previous mantra is repeated. So if you please take this mantra as your own reinforcement of the same thing what has been said earlier in the previous mantra. We don't need to make any effort. Upanishad itself helps us to reinforce. Yasmin sarvani bhutani atmaiva bhut vijanatah tatra ko mohah kashokah ekatvam anupashyatah. Here also vijanatah, again it's also shatruantam padam, janati vijanati. Vijanati means what? Janati means knowing anything in the world is also what? Okay. Jnanam. But vijanati means vijnanam, isn't it? One who knows. One who knows means what? One who sees the truth. One who sees Brahma Paramatma. One who sees Param Brahma Paravastu. So vijnanam means what? See, the fourth person who sees the truth alone. He sees the truth alone. He does not see anything here. Does it mean he does not see anything else? No, he sees the entire Jagat. He sees all the problems in the world. He sees the plurality of human beings, plurality of beings. He sees the plurality. He sees the duality. He feels hungry. He feels thirsty. He drinks water. He eats food. Everything is there. But still, he does not see all this duality, plurality as absolute reality. But he sees them all very clearly as an empirical, relative, time-bound existence, reality. For him to be able to see everything as only relative, it's only mithya, means mithya is as good as non-existent. It is one who can see this jagrat experiences, the plurality experienced, the duality experienced in this waking state is as good as the duality and plurality experienced in the dream. How real for you the dream is, the entire dream experience, the dream world is for you on waking up from sleep. When you are in sleep, for you the only world that exists is the dream. When you are going through the dream, what is there for you? Just the dream. When you're experiencing the dream in sleep, what is there for you? Is dream real or not there for you?
Yes.
Dream is very real for you. How long is the dream real? When you're experiencing dream, there's no such a thing called jagrat for you. There's no such a thing called, isn't it, non-existence of the world also. There is the dream alone is real for you. Dream alone is there for you when you are in dream. But for you, the dream being not real and yourself being distinct from the dream, the dream being non-separate from you, the dream plurality, the dream duality, isn't it? You are different dream individual, a different world, dream world, different from experienced by you. And there's a plurality of objects also. All the dream pain, dream desire, dream anger, dream party, dream, you know, dream discomforts, dream diseases, dream suffering, or dream pleasures also. All of them, once you wake up from sleep, the dream is what? Is not outside of you, not inside you also, it is very you. It just you. Is it clear? There's no independence. And how the dream, how much do you value the dream world? As Gaudapacharya says in Mandukya, we understand this world of plurality, this world, this duality also, what we experience here now, everything is as time bound, you know, maybe time-wise, but relatively longer duration, it is as mithya, as your own dream. But this seems to be very real. You cannot believe. You cannot, if somebody comes and tells you, come on, it is all like a dream, you know, don't believe means you will not believe. Because when you're dreaming, you cannot believe the dream is not real. You have to wake up. Similarly, here also, you have to wake up from this sleep of ignorance for you to see how this working universe also is as mithya, isn't it? As mithya as your own dream. So, clear? This waking also is as real as the dream only. But it is very difficult to accept now, for which, isn't it? You have to see the truth. Reality has to be seen. That is why the one who sees the truth, seeing the truth means the one who sees the truth alone. Now I see the truth, I also see something else. No. You can see something else, but which is not the truth, which is only mithya. One who sees the truth alone, sees the truth, is the one who sees only the truth. There's a second truth, second reality for him. Such a person is the vijanan purushaha, the wise person. For the wise person, vijanataha purushasya. What happened? Vijanataha purushasya, for the one, the wise person, he says, sarvani bhutani atma eva abhut. All the beings are as though they have become atma eva abhut. Atma eva abhut means what? All the beings have become the very self. For the one who knows the truth, one who has seen the reality as the self, isn't it? And for him, all the objects, reality happens to be the self, self happens to be the only reality for him. All the beings have become the self. All the beings have become the self means what? They need not become the self. All the beings are the self. Yasmin, in whom or in whose vision all the beings are the self. Like how, you know, Vijanataha, how you see all the waves are in water. All the waves have become water means what? A waves need not become water. All the waves are already water. When you see the, when you do not see the water, you see the waves. When you see the waves, do not see the water. Isn't it? When you do not see the water, you see waves are. No? But when you see the water, you see all the waves are nothing but water. It's called Sarva Bhutani Atma Yeva Abhut. One who sees all the beings as the very self. I told you already, don't feel sleepy. It is not repetition. I am not repeating. Upanishad is repeating, and Upanishad says also. Sarvani Bhutani Atma Yeva Abhut Yasmin. For such a person who knows the truth. The one in whom all the beings have become their very self. For such a person of vision, for you to see all the beings as the self means you know, for you the self is Brahma, Atma, Chaitanya, not the body mind complex, isn't it? For such a person, which means Ekatvam Anupashyataha. Who is this person who knows for whom all the beings are the self? All the beings have become the self, my God. Wherever I see only myself. For you to say that, yourself must be what for you? Something, yourself must be yourself, that is Brahma. Such a person is the one who sees the oneness of the reality. If you do not see the reality being one, if you do not see the reality being secondless, non-dual, if you do not see the truth being only truth alone is there, oneness of the truth, ekatvam, then you cannot see all the beings in yourself. To be able to see all the beings in yourself, you must have seen the self being the only reality, and thereby you must have seen the oneness of the reality. And how do you see? Anu. You have to understand. Anu pashyataha. It is something, it is not the, it is not, you need to see much more than what you see through your eyes and intellect. Isn't it? You need a different. That is why the anupashyataha means just as, you know, even though you are intelligent person, you have sharp intellect, you can grasp everything. You can really think well and correctly see things, subtle facts, very subtle minded person you are, but still you need, if you have to, now even if you have very, you don't need any of the specs, you have very bright, clear vision, perfectly working eyes you have also. If you happen to see amoeba, you have to see paramecium, then you need to see virus, you need biology lab, you need, and you need a microscope there to see. No, the person who is wearing a big, thick, soda bottle, isn't it? Why is a thick lens you can wear also? Or even, no, I don't need all those things. No, I have. Every day carrot juice, so I have very bright eyes. Also, namaskaram. And also, ஜன்ம பகுகோட்டி ஜன்ம கிருத்த சூரிய நமஸ்கார புண்ணியம் ஐ ஹாவ் வெரி பிரைட் ஐஸ் ஐ டோன்ட் நீட் எனி ஸ்பெக்ஸ் வெரி பிரைட் ஐஸ் ஸ்டில் யூ நீட் மைக்ரோஸ்கோப் டு சீ சட்டில் யூ நோ வை இட் நீட் ஆடட் சப்போர்ட் சிட்டிங் ஹியர் யூ கேன் ஒன்லி சி திஸ் மச் ஐ ஹாவ் சம் ஸ்பெஷல் மெடிடேட்டிவ் பவர்ஸ் ஐ கேன் சி தட் ஃபார் யூனிஸ் யூ சே ஆல்சோ ஸ்டில் யூ நீட் டெலிஸ்கோப் டு சி வாட் எனிதிங் ஃபார் because your eyes distortion free no eyes of clear perfect vision also need the aid of telescope and microscope to see much subtler or things which are far away similarly ekatvam to see the only reality, secondless reality, non-dual reality, to understand the oneness of the reality, you need Shastram microscope, your buddhi needs Shastram telescope. Understand? Only with the Shastram, not just as you like, you know, with the life enjoined, living that life, making you much subtler, a subtler personality, converting a refiner, fine personality, isn't it? Your raw, uncivilized, isn't it? Is a brute now, according to Shastram, okay? And which needs, we need to become what? Much refined. Personality. I don't know how to say that. That refinement, perfectly cultured, isn't for that refinement also. Just understand the teaching and live the way of life enjoined by Shastram. As a refined personality, with the help of the teacher, go through Shravanam, Mananam, Shravanam, until really you see that ignorance resolves. Not only that, then maybe even if you have the knowledge, all people of other schools of thought will come and tell you. Rami will come and tell, somebody else will come and tell, you know, this is what is nigh, this is what is nigh. The people who are very eloquent and fluent and then who can, convincingly argue with you, they come and tell you this is what is now. Different schools of thought, they all may come and tell you what. This is not thing, you are different and Vishwa is different and that is different. Now, anything, I'm suffering a lot, then you also get shaken. Isn't it? No. What is the truth? Which other truth is there? You must be able to tell which other truth is there. Come on, define what truth is. What Satyam is. What is Satyam? What is Satyam? Define Satyam. What is being eternal? How do you understand beginninglessness? How do you understand endlessness? What do you mean by endlessness? What do you mean by beginninglessness? How do you say consciousness is definitely not many or two, just one alone? How it is indivisible? How it is indivisible, partless whole? Is there something called knower at all? What is knowledge? What is knower? How you distinguish the knower from the known? How you have to see the knower is definitely different from the known means what exactly that knower is. If I say the illuminator light is distinct from the illumined opaque things, well, no doubt means where is the illuminator? That illuminator is gone search all over now. In every illumined, you are experiencing the illuminator. Every illumined, you are experiencing whom? You don't need to go in every illumined. There is, along with the illumined, illuminator is what? Experienced. Isn't it? And that illuminator experienced in every illumination of every illumined is what? The light. And you understand there's no illuminator other than the light. You are convinced. Not somebody else cannot come and shake your... It's called what? That is why we call it It is unshakable, firm, sthita prajna, dridham jnanam, doubt-free, ascertained knowledge. It means nothing, no doubt should really shake you. That is why see that all these doubts are resolved means you are very clear, nothing can shake. Not because nothing can, I'm very strong, you know, nothing can shake. Holding on the wrong knowledge, it's not that. It must be true to your understanding, isn't it? It should be available from a reasoning. You know, in India we say this, rabbit has only three legs, you know. Only three. simply not for sake of argument's sake, isn't it? Genuinely. Because there must be genuineness, isn't it? Honestly, we see the fact. Yes, mananam. Until then, all the doubts resolved. Don't feel bored. Like Upanishad repeats, you repeat, repeat and repeat and repeat and repeat and repeat. Nothing works. Pray and beg. Then also seek Bhagavan's grace also. Pray. The Ishra whom you are going to negate later on, hold on to in the beginning and beg and pray. Later on you say, you are me, Ishra. I am you, you are me. There is no you separate from me, okay? You have to say that also to Bhagavan. Bhagavan will be very happy. Come on, thank God you don't alienate me, distance me, and see me as yourself. And then Bhagavan will be very happy, really. Which means, you know, that go through mananam, and after the mananam also, and you see that you are refined personality, having gone through Shravana Manana means you don't need any effort. Just always to be with the already clearly understood fact of everything being the self. I don't say Paramatma, Jivatma, anything. Everything being the self, which is the very, there's no meaning of I other than that self, isn't it? And that we can dwell upon, the Nididhyasanam, that's called Ekatvam Anupashyati. Understand, Ekatva Darshanam means, Anudarshanam means, you don't simply see, you know, I'm going to this path and this path. I tell you, Shastram condemns. The word Anu definitely says what? You know, I can go this way, can I attain Jnanam through meditation, can I attain Jnanam by doing this. Bhakti is very important. We have understood very clearly in other contexts. I don't want to go into the details now, here, in this context. Only way. Shravanam, mananam, nidhyasanam, this is the way. These are the steps. Go step by step. You will stumble upon the truth. Cognitively, not physically, isn't it? Then the perspective alone changes. As we already seen, we need not remove any upadhi from anywhere. You not really work very hard to remove the upadhi attributes upon yourself. Nothing. Isn't it? It's all intellectually you sort out. Cognitive sorting out. Not physical sorting out. Resolve. That's called Anudarshanam. Ekatva Anudarshanam. Ekatva Anudarshanam. Seeing the oneness of the reality implies not seeing a second thing at all. Not seeing a second reality. If I see everything I see other than that is what? Mithya. And then mithya is nothing but that only reality. Appearance of the only reality. For such a person, Ekatvam Anupashyataha. Here also what is in this mantra also presents Jnanam and Jnana Palam. Now, what is knowledge? He makes it very clear. If this is not the knowledge, don't think you have knowledge, okay? Please work for knowledge again. What he says is Ekatvam. Can you see this? Do you go through Shravanam and Mananam? And Nididhyasanam systematically, step by step, then you can't miss the vision of oneness of the reality. If you have got the oneness of the vision of reality, then you can't No, you can't miss this benefit. You can't avoid enjoying this benefit. What is that? The benefit, he said, Tatra kaha mohaha kaha shokaha. But here, in the previous verse, previous mantra, a jnani was said to be free from, the benefit of knowledge was said to be freedom from hatred. And here he says, the wise person becomes free from shokaha and ragaha. Isn't it? Ragaha and shokaha. Shokaha and moha means delusion and grief. He says, kaha moha kaha shokaha. Means, where is the grief for the wise person? Where is the, you know, delusion for the wise person? Means, how can there be delusion and grief where there is the vision of the oneness of the reality? Isn't it? Because if there is vision of oneness of the reality, there cannot be grief at all. There cannot be delusion at all. So it is the akshepaarthe prashnaha. These questions are, you know, as a questions, no more objections. How can there be grief? How can there be delusion where there is vision of the oneness of reality? Vision of the oneness of reality attained through what? Attained by going through Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam. Shravanam, Mananam with the help of the teacher, thereby going through Nididhyasanam, where if a person attains the vision of oneness of the reality, then there cannot be Shoka and Mohaha. Shokaha and Mohaha. Shokaha is grief. Mohaha is delusion. And Mohaha, delusion means what? Avivekaha, lack of discriminative knowledge. What is lack of discriminative knowledge? No, isn't it? Satyam mithya avivekaha. As long as you do not see the satyam, you cannot have, you will mistake the mithya for satyam. So satyam mithya viveka is not possible. Real, what is real, what is not real, the discriminative knowledge is not possible. One discrimination is not there means you will mix, you will mistake one for the other. The mistaking one for the other is what? Error, isn't it? One erroneous perception, which is the cause of the samsara. Where can there be hatred? Where can there be anger? How we go to samsara in the form of what? Anger, hatred, fear, anxiety. All these, not only this, even kartrutvam, bhoktrutvam, doership, enjoyership. The problem of, you know, the pain of going through honor and dishonor. All these, you know, will be there where there is, you know, delusion. Therefore, delusion impress, and where there is delusion, there will be what? Grief. Grief and delusion are inseparable friends. Okay? So, ajnanam, this person, the wise person, in whom the ignorance is resolved. If the ignorance itself is resolved, means how can there be products of ignorance? Karanameva nasti. How can there be karyam? Ignorance, which is the cause of ignorance of the truth, ignorance of the self, you know, which is the cause of this delusion, the lack of discriminative knowledge, you know, the erroneous perception, and the grief, isn't it? The grief is due to erroneous perception, erroneous notions. And erroneous notions are because of lack of discriminative knowledge. That is because of ignorance, isn't it? Ignorance of what the reality is, what the self is. Therefore, the ignorance is resolved means, along with the ignorance, ignorance caused delusion also will resolve. Then delusion caused erroneous perception will resolve. Erroneous perception resolve caused what now? Erroneous notions resolve. notions about the self, notions about the world will resolve, then what no grief caused by erroneous perceptions also will, notions also will resolve. They are not resolved one after the other, step by step, simultaneously. Grief and shoka and moha, shokaha tatha mohascha, both grief and delusion will resolve. When the very cause is resolved, the seed itself is destroyed, means how can there be sprouts? How can there be a plant, isn't it? Therefore, the seed, the root cause of grief, the sorrow, this root cause of the delusion, that is ignorance. Ignorance is resolved. How ignorance is resolved? By going through Shravanam, Mananam, with the help of a teacher. Understand? And how you have remained, then not when going through Shravanam and Mananam, the help of the teacher, and having got a clear vision, and have whereby your own dwelling upon that fact, and which is being with, by all the time being with yourself, Nididhyasanam, when you have this, when you remain rooted in vision, and then you in your vision, what is that vision? That's called Ekatvanu Darshanam. Ekatvanu Darshanam is what? The wish remaining steadfast in the vision of oneness of reality. So when remaining steadfast in the vision of the oneness of reality means not seeing a second thing other than the self, not seeing second reality other than the self. That vision, he says, one sees all the beings, everything that is here in oneself. And for such a person, there is no shokaha, there is no mohaha. This is what is knowledge, this is what the benefit of knowledge. If you are not enjoying this benefit, you make sure you be very clear, there is no knowledge for you. Okay, there's no knowledge means, and work for knowledge. Vision. Vision follows. Where is vision? Go through Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam. Any other way can we try? Any other way? Some mountain somewhere. Let me go to some other mountain. I will not say that. Let me go to that mountain, this mountain, that, this, here, there. Shastra is so clean, so clear. Otherwise, we are cheating ourselves, thinking we are very spiritual. There's no way of freeing yourself from delusion and delusion-born grief other than having the vision of oneness of the reality. There's no way of having the vision of oneness of reality other than following Shastram. Is the repeated lesson. Kaha mohaha, kaha shokaha. Anyway, I really want to do the bhashyam also, but let me finish the text, original text first. Then we'll do the bhashyam, it will be nice to do. Anyway, karma yoga comes with lot of tips for your own day-to-day life, isn't it? The following 9th to 18 people think, actually speaking, with the 8th mantra, these are the mantras, really speaking. The 3rd to 8th. Teaching is over, you don't need afterwards, they'll say. In fact, this is the verse also where you have to be, for this vision, once you, this why first jnanam is discussed? Because you see the emphasis on jnanam. How much Shastram emphasizes knowledge. The one, suppose whoever has Shraddha in Shastram will definitely, you know, pay attention to this fact. Oh my God, I should really work only for Jnanam. That should come, isn't it? First, that in the Shraddha in Jnanam, first of all, Shraddha in Shastram, repeated listening will help you understand what the value of knowledge. How much do we value the knowledge? It is not that people are not, no? How much do we really value knowledge? Your value what? No, I know the value of knowledge, you know. I know. If you know means what? The degree of your value, the value you have for knowledge, can be measured in keeping with your, isn't it? How much you are committed to the Shastra. The commitment to Shastram again can be shown what now? How much really you really value the study? Is it? That's why Shastram emphasis repeatedly says this. The emphasis on only on knowledge. Other than knowledge, don't go for anything else. You know, don't go for any mesmerizing, hypnotizing, you know, programs. Don't go for any other thing. Only be with Shastram. Be with Shastram also tells you what? Don't get somewhere caught up in any cults. Be very careful. The whole Jagat is waiting to grab the emotionally weak people. Be with the Shastram. Not even with the teacher. No entanglement with anywhere. Emotional entanglement anywhere. Respect the teacher for the Shastram that comes through the teacher. Finished. The commitment, your connection was only with the Shastra teaching, not with the teacher also. Only then you are not caught up in cult. Isn't it? If Shastra means you are in tradition, you are with the tradition, in the tradition, following the tradition, which means you are on the right track, you are only in you are towards the Shastra. Only for the jnanam. Doesn't matter, it takes little time. Because all your problems, your emotional problems, everything Shastram will help you. Come and pray, do japam, you know, go do the namaskaram. Over everything there's a help in Shastram. Who else can take away our problems? Nobody in the world. We have to go through our problems. Shastram will help support us, no? Being with us, to bear, to accept and to understand and to go ahead with it, to progress with the problems, not to get stagnant in the problems, isn't it? That's the thing. The Shastram. And be with the Shastram, surrender only to knowledge, that is the only solution. Nothing else. And that must be also what? In the form of Shravanam Mananam. Shravanam Mananam. Shravanam, 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 Shravanam. Shravanam will take you to what? Mananam. Mananam will lead you to what? Nididhyasanam. Nididhyasanam will result in what? Jnanam. Jnanam will result in what? Ekatva Darshanam. Ekatva Darshanam will result in what? Sarva Bhutani Atmani Darshanam. Sarva Bhutanam Atmani Darshanam. Seeing everything in one's self. And in that vision, what happens? There is, you know, na jugupsa, na vijugupsa, na shokaha, na mohaha. Is it clear? You don't need to work for undoing anything. You need not undo anything. You need not scrub and rub and remove everything. Let everything be as it is. Work for, follow Shastram. Study Shastram and see, make sure that you are studying Shastram properly. That's another thing. The name of Harinath will not go to the wrong thing. Then that will take care of. Understand? That's called satsangaha. Okay. Let me give time for your questions. Okay.